Support for this podcast comes from SF Jazz, proud to partner with KPLU in bringing a variety of jazz to America's West Coast. Information on the center and upcoming performances at sfjazz.org.
Opening our Jazz Northwest today, that was music from a recording by Bill Anschell Trio plus Thomas Marriott on flugelhorn on this tune, titled Humble Origins on the Origin record label. Bill Anschell at the piano with Jeff Johnson on bass and John Bishop on drums. Bill Anschell Trio is going to be playing with Thomas Marriott this afternoon at 5 o'clock in Tacoma at the Marine View Church. Hello, I'm Jim Wilkie. Welcome to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene. Today we're going to be listening to a variety of things, some new releases as well as some older ones, and some news about where to go to hear live jazz around here. Here's the group McTuff, longstanding regular Tuesday night gig at the Sea Monster, which is located on 45th in the Wallingford district of Seattle. McTuff, with Joe Doria on organ, Skerrick on tenor, Andy Coe guitar, and Devon Lewis on drums, here in a tune titled Tough Love.
Thank you.
A couple of tunes there that require a little wiggle room, because you gotta wiggle when you listen to them. We just heard from Jay Thomas and the Boogaloo band that he's been leading in the last year or so. The Cats with Jay Thomas on trumpet and tenor sax, John Hansen piano, Chuck Kistler bass, and Adam Kessler on drums, and a tune called The Cantaloupe Woman, written by Grant Green. It's a companion tune to Cantaloupe Island by Herbie Hancock, and thus gives the group the name by which it's known, the Cantaloupes. They play every Wednesday at the Ship Canal Grill. The group McTuff heard before that Joe Doria on Hammond organ, Skerrick on tenor sax, Andy Coe on guitar and composer of that tune called Tough Love, and Devon Lewis was on drums. And Tough Love, played by the group McTuff. They play on Tuesdays at the Sea Monster Lounge on 45th in Wallingford District of Seattle. You're listening to Jazz Northwest from 88.5 KPLU. Jim Wilkie with you here on Sunday afternoon. Let's take our customary look around town. Jazz Police, Big Band, playing this afternoon at 4 o'clock at Tula's. Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight. Jeff Lorber Fusion is at Jazz Alley for the final night tonight. Jim Knapp's Scrape String Orchestra plays at the Royal Room tonight. Emily Asher's Garden Party plays at the Century Ballroom. Bill Anschel Trio with Tom Marriott is playing at the Marine View Church this afternoon at 5 o'clock in Tacoma near Browns Point. Monday night, David Marriott Big Band plays at Tula's. Tuesday night, Emily Asher is sticking around with her garden party to play at the Triple Door on Tuesday night. And Peter Bernstein with Chuck Dierdorf and Matt Jorgensen opens a two-night run at Tula's. They'll play Tuesday and Wednesday at Tula's. On Wednesday, four of the best pianists you've maybe never heard of, Sonny Clark, Elmo Hope, Carl Perkins, and Freddie Redd. Their music will be played by four Seattle pianists in the Piano Starts Here series Wednesday night at the Triple Door. On Thursday, Sonando will be at Tula's, and Evan Flory Barnes will be at the Sea Monster. Friday night, Dawn Clement has a night at the Royal Room with both duo and quintet playing. Mark Taylor brings his quartet to Tula's, and Greg Williamson's quartet is playing at Boxley's. And also on Saturday night next week, Susan Pascal Quartet plays at Tula's. Just a few of the highlights of great jazz available around the Seattle area in the coming week. For more information, see the jazz calendar at kplu.org or the earshot.org jazz calendar. Daily updates can be found at seattlejazzscene.com. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, continuing here with some music from Emily Asher. This is from her new recording, Emily Asher's Garden Party, Carnival of Joy. It's a celebration of Hoagy Carmichael. Emily Asher's the trombonist with Mike Davis on trumpet, and Tom Abbott clarinet and sax, Dalton Ridenour on piano, Nick Russo guitar and banjo, and Rod Adkins on bass and Jay Lepley on drums. Emily Asher, former Seattle resident, she's been playing in Portland with this group in the last week, and tonight she's at the Century Ballroom, and then on Tuesday night, Emily Asher's Garden Party plays at the Triple Door. Here's a sample of their work, very trad jazz feel to it, here with this composition by Hoagy Carmichael called The Riverboat Shuffle. Thank you. From Corey Weed's quartet with Bill Kuhn, the guitarist, Peter Washington on bass, and Louis Nash on drums, one of those cross-border events, bringing together a New York rhythm section with the Vancouver front line. The tune titled Broadway and Alma, which is an intersection on the other end of the block there from the location of the Cellar Jazz Club in Vancouver, BC. From the album With Benefits, one of our favorites of this past season, as listed on our website at jazzafterhours.org, favorite or best jazz CDs. Before that, Emily Asher's Garden Party, which is in town, having played a number of gigs in Portland this last week, and they're now in Seattle to play some more. We heard them doing a tune by Hoagie Carmichael called Riverboat Shuffle, the trumpet player getting off some good rips there, a la Bix Beiderbecke. Emily Asher's trombone, and the Emily Asher Garden Party is playing tonight at the Century Ballroom, and then they'll be playing again on Tuesday at the Triple Door. If you like trad jazz, you can always find trad jazz available once a month, presented by the Puget Sound Traditional Jazz Society. Their next gig will take place on January 19th, a week from today, at the Ballard Elks on Seaview Avenue, and feature Burt Barr's Uptown Lowdown Jazz Band. That's on January 19th. Also coming up this week, Tuesday and Wednesday, a visit from a wonderful New York-based guitarist, Peter Bernstein, who's going to be paired with a Seattle rhythm section, including Chuck Dierdorf and Matt Jorgensen. As a matter of fact, they played together at Egan's a couple of years ago, and I was there to record them at that time. I have a little music here from this very trio that's going to be playing at Tula's on Tuesday and Wednesday night. Peter Bernstein guitar, Chuck Dierdorf on bass, Matt Jorgensen on drums, and a tune by Thelonious Monk, Let's Cool One. Thank you. Peter Bernstein on guitar, heard here with Chuck Dierdorf on bass, Matt Jorgensen on drums, recorded at Egan's in Ballard in 2012, around about this same time of year, 2 years ago. This is the same trio that's going to be playing at Tula's on Tuesday and Wednesday night. We heard them doing a tune by Thelonious Monk, Let's Cool One. Peter Bernstein on guitar. Jim Knapp is a well-known composer and bandleader. Usually he works with an orchestra of horns and woodwinds and rhythm section. However, more recently he's turned his attention to writing for strings, specifically a string orchestra, chamber orchestra, with harp and electric guitar. Here's a sample of music from the new CD by Scrape, playing tonight at the Royal Room. This is Jim Knapp's composition, Echoes.
Thank you.
That was Travis Ranney on tenor saxophone, guesting with the Roosevelt Jazz Band, directed by Scott Brown, in the tune Out of Nowhere from the KPLU School of Jazz, Volume 9, the most recent one. Before that, Jim Knapp and Scrape, his modern string orchestra, playing an original composition by Jim Knapp titled Echoes. The guitarist was Greg Belisle Kai. And that wraps up our Jazz Northwest for today. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jim Wilkie, and this was a Hatch Cover production, exclusively for 88.5 KPLU. Next week on the show, we'll have a concert by the Jonathan Pugh Quartet at the Seattle Art Museum. Stay tuned for The Art of Jazz with Ken Wiley coming up next. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, and 88.9 KPLK Cedro Woolley, a community service of PLU, Pacific Lutheran University.